Chapter 12. Troy goes for a swim. When Troy saw Fanny's body lying in the coffin, he had a terrible shock. He had gone to the bridge that morning to give her money. He had waited for more than an hour, but she had not come. So he had gone to the horse races in Budmouth. But later, he had begun to feel worried about her. Perhaps she had been too ill to come. So he had not spent much money at the races and had gone home. The next morning, Troy left the house by the back door. He went to the churchyard, the ground around the church, and saw the place where they were going to bury Fanny. Then he went to Casterbridge and found a shop which sold tombstones. He took out the £20 which Bathsheba had given him and £7 of his own money and went inside. "I want the best tombstone that I can buy for £27, he said to the tombstone maker. The man showed Troy a beautiful white tombstone. "This one is ready now," he said. Troy wrote down Fanny's name and some other words and gave it to the man. "Cut these words on the stone and take it to Weatherbury churchyard this afternoon," he said. Then he paid the man and left. At about 10 o'clock that evening, Troy went to the churchyard carrying a lamp and a basket. The white tombstone was standing in the corner where Fanny was buried. Troy put down the basket and took out some plants and flowers. He dug holes in the earth and started putting plants in them. But just then it started to rain. "I'll finish this in the morning," he thought. He went inside the church and slept. It began raining more heavily, but Troy was so tired that the sound did not wake him. The next morning it was sunny again. Troy left the church and walked over to the tombstone. But then he had a terrible shock. The heavy rain had washed all the plants away, and they were lying everywhere on the grass. There were brown marks all over the beautiful white tombstone. Troy's heart was filled with an awful pain. He felt so sad that he did not try to put the plants back, but walked out of the churchyard and down the road. At about 8 o'clock that morning, Liddy came to Bathsheba's room.
"There was a lot of rain last night, ma'am," she said. "Gabriel Oak heard strange noises coming from the churchyard last night, so he has gone to check that everything is all right. Do you want to go and see where Fanny is buried?"
"Yes," said Bathsheba, "but I don't want to meet my husband there."
"Don't worry," said Liddy. "Jan Coggan saw him on the Budmouth Road early this morning."
So after breakfast, Bathsheba put on her hat and went to the churchyard. As she walked across the grass, she saw Gabriel looking at an expensive new tombstone.
"Whose tombstone is that?" she thought in surprise.
When she came near it, she saw Fanny's name and some other words cut into the stone. "Given by Francis Troy, remembering Fanny Robin with love." Gabriel was worried that Bathsheba would be hurt by the words, but she did not seem to care. She collected the flowers and put them back in the earth. Then she cleaned the brown marks from the tombstone. Troy was walking along the road to Budmouth. He kept thinking about Fanny's death.
"What shall I do?" he thought. "I don't want to go back to Bathsheba and the farm.
At about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he reached the sea. The weather was sunny and warm, so he decided to go for a swim. He took off his clothes and left them on the beach. Then he started to swim to some rocks. But he did not realize that the water around the rocks was dangerous and that some swimmers had drowned there. Troy felt the water pulling at him strongly. He tried to turn and swim back to the beach, but he could not. Suddenly, he saw a small boat.
"Help!"
cried Troy, waving his arms. The sailors on the boat came to help him. When Troy did not come home, Bathsheba was pleased, but also a little surprised. On the Saturday after he had left, she went into Casterbridge. As she was passing a group of men outside the market, she heard a man say,
"Is that Mrs. Troy? I've got some bad news for her. Her husband's been drowned."
"It can't be true," cried Bathsheba, and fell to the ground in shock.
A tall man came forwards and caught her in his arms. It was Boldwood.
"What's happened?" he asked.
"Her husband was drowned near Budmouth," replied the man. "His clothes were found on the beach."
Boldwood picked up Bathsheba and carried her to a hotel. Bathsheba opened her eyes.
"I want to go home."
"I can take you home in my carriage," said Boldwood.
"No, thank you," said Bathsheba. "I can drive myself."
She rested for about half an hour, then drove home. By the time she reached the farm, everybody had heard the news about Troy. Bathsheba went upstairs to her bedroom, then Liddy came to the door. She looked at Bathsheba sadly.
"You'll need some black clothes to wear, ma'am," she said quietly.
"No, I won't," said Bathsheba.
"Why not?" asked Liddy.
"Because he's still alive," replied Bathsheba. "They haven't found his body."
A short report appeared in the newspaper about Troy's death. It said that someone had seen a swimmer having problems in the sea, but it was getting dark and he could not see what happened next. The next Monday, Troy's clothes were sent back to Bathsheba. His gold watch was there too. When she opened the watch case, she saw Fanny's hair inside.
"He was hers, and she was his," thought Bathsheba. "I was nothing to either of them."
She held the hair over the fire. But then she thought,
"No, I won't burn it. I'll keep it to remember the poor girl."
Autumn came and went, and then it was winter. Bathsheba did not want to manage her farm herself anymore, so she asked Gabriel to be farm manager. Boldwood needed someone to help him, so he asked Gabriel to be his farm manager too. Gabriel was doing well at last. Boldwood was still in love with Bathsheba, and now he began to hope again.
"Troy is dead," he thought. "So maybe Bathsheba will marry me."
One day he met Liddy working in the fields.
"I'm very happy that you're helping Mrs. Troy," he said.
"Yes," replied Liddy. "I've stayed with her through all her problems. If she gets married again, I'll still stay with her."
"Does she talk about getting married again?" asked Boldwood excitedly.
"No," said Liddy. "She once said that she might get married in 6 years' time. According to the law,
after Mr. Troy disappeared, she has to wait for 7 years because they don't know for sure that he is dead.
6 years is a long time, thought Boldwood. But I can wait for her forever.